Mr. Secretary General, welcome to Berkeley.
I am happy to be here.
Reform and peacemaking are two complex projects in your portfolio. Both depend on the kind of person you are. Let's begin there. Prior to starting work at the UN 30 years ago, what factors were most influential, do you think, in shaping your character?
First, there's family. My parents, father and mother. And then, I also grew up in Ghana at the time when we were fighting for independence. And so I saw lots of changes in my youth. I saw that it was possible to challenge, and it was possible to question the status quo, and do something about it. And change did occur. So I grew up with a sense that in one country, change can have an impact. And then, of course, there were my travels around the world. First a year in Europe, and then other parts of the world.
Any books in particular influence your thinking?
Well, when it comes to a question of books, obviously one of the things that you look at, for example, at my college, Macalester College in St. Paul, Minnesota, one of the things that I found very interesting myself was The Prince by Machiavelli. I was interested in that because if one wants to understand power and the use of power, and coming from a continent where power is often abused, it's essential to try and understand how people obtain power and how they abuse it, or use it effectively.